What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, from Borgata, our home base every Friday. We love being here. We love being with you. And we love when the season gets closer to October because, you know, if the Phillies have a good team, that means we get to see playoff baseball, which we likely will this year. I just wish they had a better center and left field situation. And Harrison Bader does not feel to me like someone who solves it. I was thrilled, like most people, with what they did on Wednesday night. I was very underwhelmed and, frankly, aggravated with what they did yesterday. Good morning to you. You can react to it all, 215-592-9494.
Let me give you an additional piece to what the Phillies should be doing here for the next, I could say, couple days. Maybe you push out a week.
Okay.
They need to get Justin Crawford in the big leagues. Two reasons. Number one, he could potentially help. He could be better. He could be better. He surely can be better than Rojas, and he may be better than Marsh. They were probably holding him back in AAA because I'm sure they talked about him. He was in conversations. They didn't necessarily want him to come up to the big leagues, go 0-for-12, and watch his value
right,
drop.
Right.
They want him. They said they, when they bring him up, they want him to play every day.
Which I thought was a mistake by Dombrowski yesterday. He didn't say every day yesterday, but he said he's got to play a lot. That was the phrase, a lot.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Why?
Because you could bring him up in September and he can contribute for October. He doesn't have to play a lot. He has to help them try to win a World Series.
And if he's good enough, he will play a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Is. My issue is, why did we not do this before the trade deadline? Like, don't you want to see what he has before the trade deadline
I really believe what I said, Devin.
No, I don't think
they wanted to run the risk.
Not one
of
he
him
wasn't
not
tied
being good.
To one team because only the Phillies think that he's as great as he is. You know, like he doesn't get as much. He does not get as much interest. Obviously, as Painter, but like Aiden Miller, Eduardo Tait obviously was traded yesterday. So, I'm just saying, like I just don't know. I hope he's great when he's brought up, and I mean, hopefully he will be immediately. But it's certainly not going to be like an immediate impact. So I think he's going to come up and hit home runs every single
game. Well, I agree with that.
Which I think a lot of people are hoping.
No, that's not.
Look, you could tell yesterday Ben Davis is pretty down on him with the way he said he's just going to hit singles down there.
Mm.
So, well, Jody, what's your other
point? Really high. He's hitting the ball on the ground a lot.
Yes. But I want to see it on the big league level because, let's be honest, they have to make a decision on their outfield for 2026. We're all worried about 2025. Yeah. World Series year, all in, and like. But at some point, the season's going to end. Could end with a parade. Could end with them getting bounced in the first round again. However it ends, it ends. But then you got to get to 2026. And I want to know if Crawford is part of the mix or not.
I am not. That's not a consideration for me. Meaning I'm not playing him this year to find out if he's my starter next year. I'm playing him this year if I think he can help me win a World Series. That's it. You think I'm wrong, Jody?
Yes, because I'm going to give you a list of guys who give you a list of guys who are available as free agents this upcoming offseason, outfielders. And you want a guy who's going to bat 1, 2, 3, 4, right? You just told me, oh, I don't need Harrison Bader because he's going to bat 6.
Well, yeah,
so
yes.
So give me, I'm going to give you the list of outfielders and tell me the guys who are going to bat in the top 4 for the Phillies. Kyle Tucker.
Sure.
Well, he would, yeah, if
correct.
They get him.
Cody Bellinger.
Yeah, he'd be in the top 4 or 5, yes.
All right. Luis Robert.
Maybe.
Tyler O'Neill, Cedric Mullins, Michael Conforto, Mike Yastrzemski, who was traded yesterday.
None of these
Chris
guys.
Chris Taylor,
yeah.
Trent Grisham, Sterling Marte. So you've got Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger. Those are your two outfield options who are going to be free agents at the end of this year that would be an upgrade for the Phillies. What if you don't get one of those two? Yeah, I want to know if you can count Crawford into the mix of being part of their outfield yeah. next year.
Well, are you going to know from a month of Crawford for next year? You know what I mean?
Like, you got a more reasonable guess.
I just think you can't prioritize next year over this year. Yeah, and
yeah,
look,
I
agree with you, your general point of, like, Crawford could start for them next year.
This ain't the 1998 Phillies.
Yeah,
I'm trying to win a World Series.
This year. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but is Crawford coming up going to make them less of a World Series contender?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Who's he taking the bats away from? Dude, you're going, oh, my God, you can't take Max Kepler out of the lineup.
I would play Crawford. I'm with you on playing Crawford. It just has nothing to do with next year. It's to
right.
find out
oh,
if he can
both.
Help me now.
No, it's not both.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, it's not. They didn't bring Don Brown up in 2011 to see if he can. I don't know. I'm annoyed.
Kyle Tucker, by the way, if I could wave a magic wand and put a player on the Phillies, you know, money and everything aside, it would be Kyle Tucker.
He's a great player.
Unfortunately, he's going to make. I mean, he already does make a lot
yeah.
of money.
Right. But
he's going to make a
boatload
of money.
That's the point. The three best outfielders are Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger, and Kyle Schwarber, who they have to get re-signed
well,
first.
Yeah.
You got to get Schwarber done first.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Your reaction to what Dombrowski did yesterday, I found it really frustrating, really, really aggravating. Darren in South Philadelphia. Darren, good morning.
Excuse me, is this like Brad the camera speaking? Like, I'm confused because on, was it Monday or Tuesday, you were crying about how we can't get rid of our prospects. Isn't there now you're upset they didn't do enough?
Caller has a point.
No, you do have a point, but Darren.
Bowler, sir.
All right, hold on. So, Darren, did you notice my main point, the point within the point that's my main point? This was an off-season failure.
The village idiot, Darren.
Hold on, James. The village freaking idiot knew that Rojas and Marsh weren't good enough.
But you knew that last week. How does that change your opinion? Like, that's
because if you're going to go in for the pitcher, keep going.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
No, I would have kept going too. I was always going to keep going. I just didn't know where you changed because you knew the outfield thing two weeks ago when you said that.
But James,
too.
It's what Dombrowski said yesterday. Clearly, his focus was on a right-handed hitting outfielder.
Yeah,
why?
I'm with you.
What about, like, I don't know, the left-handed hitting outfielders? I mean, Darren, there's only one reason to have a right-handed hitting outfielder, to bat him third or fourth. That's it.
I agree with that, but don't
this guy doesn't bat third or fourth, so why does he have to be right-handed?
But I'm just saying like this. The real ones know for the last five years we wanted Bader. So I'm happy he's here. So don't just act like he's
poo-poo. Dude, for 5 years I wanted freaking Buddy Hield, and then he got here, and I find out he's a guy.
Hey Joe,
I don't care how long I wanted him here.
In order to do what you wanted to do, you had to put all the chips in, and you were scared.
I don't know that it took all the chips, man. Darren, here's what you're saying. Here's what bothers me about what you're saying. You're trying to pin me against the wall saying that I didn't want Painter traded. They should have traded Painter for someone better. What I'm saying is there's a middle ground between a true star and this guy that if Dombrowski had put something on the table, you could have gotten the guy.
Who's the middle ground that was traded that would have worked for you?
It's not about who was traded. It's about the others. There's people that weren't traded that could have been traded.
It takes two
not without putting Painter in the deal.
Oh, sure there are. You don't have to put Andrew Painter in the deal to get someone better than freaking Bader. Come on.
But if nobody
yeah, you don't.
Trade,
Joe's absolutely right about that. You don't.
I know, but was it going to take the second, the fifth? But if they don't want it, if they want Painter like the White Sox kept trying to say or whatever it was,
Look, I don't know why the White Sox kept Luis Robert. I don't even want that guy. I think he stinks.
Yeah,
so
it didn't make sense that they kept it.
But they're a dumb organization.
And the Kwan thing is really the Painter thing, it felt like.
Darren, give me an answer. What had people scratching their head? What do you got there?
I mean, honestly, I was going to go for a joke, and I'm still going to go. Who decided to put you on the radio? I need
That answer would be Merrill Reese, actually. Merrill Reese, back in 2001. Jody, what were you going to say?
If Kwan is the guy, that was the other name that was kicked around, didn't get moved.
Right.
Which anytime a guy doesn't get moved, you have to believe that the price tag was high. If they said that you need to get Painter, you got to put Painter in a deal to get Kwan at least Miller. If it's probably Miller plus, but more likely Painter. That was probably the asking price. You do that or you don't do that because that's better.
I did not want to trade Andrew Painter. Yeah. I'm not trading Andrew Painter.
So
he's not the only guy in the system.
To Jody's point, like the Dodgers were in, the Padres, all these teams were in on Kwan. He didn't get traded. The price was high. I think the where you guys are, what Joe's trying to say is like, go get Ryan O'Hearn or Ramon Laureano or one of these other bats who is better than Bader.
I'll tell you, Bader produces more than Ramon Laureano.
He might. Laureano's had a much better year for what it's worth. He's got like an 884 OPS. But in general, like, I think they're similar type players. O'Hearn's a much better hitter than he
is. All right, where do you stand on the trade deadline? It's over. It's August 1st. There's 2 months to go in the regular season. Phil's a half game behind the Mets. They add it. I mean, they really add it to the bullpen. The other thing is another reason I'm frustrated is I thought it was more important to get an outfielder than a bullpen.
Me too.
Because I still think Lizardo and Painter are going into the bullpen. Look, I'm happy they got the reliever. I just want it more. Especially after they got the reliever.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.